Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going behind the scenes
Ooh.
at one of the most, well, I think fascinating and mysterious places in the world.
I agree.
The Vatican.
Yeah. Yeah.
The place that's always shown in like movies and books as like
shrouded in secrecy.
Yeah. A fortress of secrets.
Exactly.
So we are going to try to figure out.
Unpack that a little.
Yeah. What's really real and what's, you know, maybe a little bit more fictional.
Right.
And we're doing that today using the Vatican libraries and archives.
Which is so interesting because what people don't often realize is that the Vatican isn't just this like religious center. It's like this gold mine of documents and historical records.
I know.
Some of them are over 1500 years old.
It's insane when you think about it, like centuries of correspondence between popes and, you know, different leaders and stuff.
Records of diplomacy between empires and nations.
It's just mind-blowing to think about.
It really is.
What could be in there.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking at some excerpts from a text that is basically trying to debunk all the myths surrounding these Vatican secrets.
Exactly. But we should probably start by like clarifying what we're even talking about when we say Vatican libraries and archives.
Right. Because it is easy to get them confused.
Totally.
So if you're like a researcher, you know, walking into this massive complex, you might first come to the Vatican Apostolic Library, which is essentially like a giant research library.
Right. Think ancient texts, rare books.
Wow.
Illuminated manuscripts, like the beautiful ones.
Yeah.
We're talking like 75,000 codices.
Wow.
Which are handwritten books, you know, from before they had printing presses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then over a million printed books on top of that.
A million books.
Yeah.
So where do the archives kind of come in then?
So the Vatican Apostolic Archives are kind of like a giant filing cabinet
for
all of the church's administrative records.
Okay.
So things like papal bulls, which are like official decrees from the Pope, encyclicals.
Got it.
Financial records, even like correspondence between popes and world leaders, like hundreds of years old.
Right. And that's the thing that always kind of gets me is that access to both the library and the archives is like,
it's pretty limited.
Yeah. Not just anyone can go in.
No, you can't just stroll in and start browsing.
Yeah.
It's true. It's not totally closed off, though. Like, qualified researchers can apply for access.
Right.
But there are like really strict rules and the process can take a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, this limited access kind of fuels all the speculation about what they could be hiding.
Right. So let's actually get into some of these so-called secrets.
Yeah.
Some of them are like way more plausible than others. Right.
Definitely.
Like, for instance, there's been so much talk about the Vatican possibly holding records related to like historical events.
Yeah.
Particularly ones where the church's actions have been
a little controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's that.
Like, for example, a lot of people are interested in documents that could like shed light on the Inquisition.
Totally.
Like specifically the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
Which had a reputation for being very brutal.
Exactly. And we can't forget about like World War II either.
Right.
There are people who say that the Vatican has documents detailing their interactions with, you know, regimes like Nazi Germany.
Exactly. And there's even evidence that we have now of Pope Pius XII's silence during the Holocaust.
Right.
Which has caused a lot of debate.
Yeah.
About his role. Like some people say he was just trying to protect the church.
Yeah.
And then others say he could have done more
to help
the people being persecuted.
Right.
So imagine what other insights we could get from, you know, their records from that period.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
So, okay. So we've got, you know, potentially some sensitive historical records.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got those diplomatic records that we mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
The Vatican as a sovereign state has obviously been involved in like,
for a long time. International diplomacy. For centuries.
For centuries, yeah.
What could be in those records?
Oh, I know. Like in 2020, they released some documents related to World War II.
No.
And they showed that Pope Pius XII was trying to like negotiate peace with Mussolini. So think about like all the different types of
maneuvers.
Yeah, maneuvers and like decisions that shaped history that could be
sitting in there.
Yeah, just like sitting in those archives.
It's crazy. It really makes you wonder what else
right.
they could possibly have.
Yeah.
And then there's all the more, you know, speculative theories.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Vatican having like secret knowledge of the future or
alien.
Even like proof of alien life.
Right. Those are a little more
out there.
Yeah. On the speculative side, I'd say like the idea that they have a crystal ball
right.
or some kind of time viewing device like in the movies is interesting. But like, come on, there's no evidence to support that.
Yeah. And even though like the church has historically like suppressed certain texts that maybe challenged its doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of those are actually like widely known and studied now.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
Everybody knows about that.
So it's not like they're locked away.
Right.
Never to be seen again.
Exactly. And even a lot of those suppressed texts were eventually discovered.
Yeah.
And they're available now for people to study.
Totally.
So like, while there could be some like lesser known ones or fragments out there,
yeah,
I don't think we're talking about some massive revelations.
Okay, so if the Vatican isn't hiding like proof of aliens or like prophecies about the end of the world,
right?
Why all the secrecy then?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it just be easier to open up the archives and let everybody see?
Well, you would think so.
Right.
But it's not that simple.
Gotcha.
There are a lot of reasons for their kind of limited transparency.
Okay.
And it's not all about hiding something, you know?
Right.
Like, one major factor is just how old and fragile a lot of these documents are.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just, like, handle a 1,500-year-old manuscript.
Oh, no.
Like the Codex Vaticanus, which is one of the oldest complete Bibles.
Yeah.
The same way you would like a paperback.
No, not at all.
A bookstore.
They need like specific environmental conditions and careful handling and like special preservation techniques.
Right.
Even just like digitizing them is a massive project.
So preserving these fragile documents is like a big part of it.
Huge.
But I imagine there are other reasons too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what about privacy concerns?
Totally. The Vatican has like a responsibility to protect sensitive information. Like, think about personal records, you know, like confessions or details from like church trials and stuff.
Right.
Releasing that could be really harmful.
It's sensitive.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole bureaucratic side of things too.
Huh. Don't even get me started.
Right. I mean, we're talking about millions and millions of documents.
So many documents.
Like, the Vatican is not exactly known for
moving quickly.
Yeah.
They have a reputation for taking their time.
So like, to organize and catalog all of that,
it takes forever.
It's a monumental task.
It's huge.
Okay, so we've got preservation, we've got privacy concerns, we've got a whole lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Every institution wants to control its own narrative to some degree.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
The Vatican's no different.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously very aware of their image and how they're perceived.
Totally.
And releasing everything all at once.
Oh, my gosh.
Could lead to
chaos.
Yeah, like misinterpretations. And especially today.
Especially today.
With social media.
Oh, yeah.
Things can get taken out of context so easily.
So easily.
Imagine, like, one document, you know, some letter from some, like,
obscure cardinal.
Yeah. 500 years ago gets taken out of context, and all of a sudden it's proof of some wild conspiracy theory.
Exactly.
Like, that's got to be a concern for them.
Of course. Yeah. It's a total balancing act.
Okay.
Like, they want to protect their history, mm-hmm. but also make sure that the information is presented accurately.
Responsibly.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not just about hiding, you know, these dark secrets.
Right.
There are reasons why they might be cautious.
Yeah.
But couldn't they at least try to be a little more transparent about what they actually do have?
Right. Well, you're not the only one who thinks.
Okay.
There's a whole movement of people who want the Vatican to be more transparent.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about that in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
But first, we're going to take a quick break.
All right. Sounds good. We're back. And, you know, it's interesting because we've been talking about all these reasons why the Vatican might be, you know,
hesitant
to open up its archives.
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder if there are things that, like, we can do to encourage them to be more transparent.
Right. It's not like a totally closed door. Like, there are definitely things that can be done to encourage them to be a little more open.
So where do we even begin?
Well,
like, the Vatican's this ancient, powerful institution.
Yeah.
How do we as, like, individuals even make a difference?
Well, I think one of the best ways is actually through scholarship.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, imagine you're a historian or a researcher who, like, gets access to the archives.
Yeah.
All of your discoveries, your publications.
Mm.
They all add to this, like, growing body of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
That makes it harder for the Vatican to justify keeping things hidden.
So the more research that's done,
the
more pressure there is to be transparent.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
But realistically, how many researchers are actually getting that kind of access?
Well, it's true. Access is limited.
Right.
Which is why it's really important to support the scholars who are doing this work.
Okay.
Like, there are organizations that are dedicated to funding research into the Vatican archives, and even small donations can make a big difference.
That's good to know. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this digital age, it seems like technology could play a big part here.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like, think about all the libraries that have digitized their collections.
Right.
You can access books and documents from, like, anywhere in the world.
Exactly. Digitization is...
It's huge.
It's like a game changer.
Yeah.
And it's not unheard of for institutions like the Vatican to do, like, huge digitization projects.
Okay.
Like, the British Library, for example, has digitized millions of pages from their collection, and it's all available online.
So you're saying, like, you could potentially browse the Vatican archives, like, from your couch?
It would be incredible.
That's amazing.
Obviously, it would be a huge undertaking for them, just given the size and the fragility of their collection.
Right.
But it's not impossible.
Okay.
With funding and international collaboration,
yeah,
it could happen.
So we've got the power of scholarship. We've got the potential of technology. Mm-hmm. Are there other kind of levers that we can pull to encourage transparency?
Well, public pressure can be pretty effective.
Okay.
You know, the Vatican is not immune to public opinion, especially when it's coming from within the church itself.
So you're saying Catholics themselves are like pushing for more transparency?
Totally.
Interesting.
Yeah, like there are groups and individuals within the church who want more openness.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to things like financial accountability or like how abuse cases are handled.
Okay, so there's like internal pressure.
Yeah.
What about from like the outside world?
Well, journalists and diplomats
play
a key role
in
kind of keeping this issue
in the spotlight.
Yeah, in the public eye.
Yeah.
By, you know, asking questions and just like engaging in dialogue.
Right.
They can encourage the Vatican to rethink how they approach transparency. It's like that saying, sunlight is the best disinfectant. The more open institutions are, the less likely they are to like engage in shady practices.
Exactly. Transparency builds trust.
Right.
And that's something that the Vatican
could use.
Could really benefit from, especially after all the controversy they've been through recently.
You know, when we were talking earlier about the Vatican's diplomatic records, it made me think about how those documents could almost be considered part of our shared global heritage.
That's a really interesting point.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there are international organizations like UNESCO that work to protect and preserve, you know, cultural heritage.
Exactly.
So maybe if we frame the Vatican's archives in that context, like as this treasure trove of historical knowledge that belongs to all of humanity, it could encourage broader access.
I like that.
It's kind of like saying these aren't just the Vatican secrets.
Yeah.
They're part of our collective history. Exactly. It's a way of appealing to like
a higher purpose.
Yeah, a higher purpose and a sense of shared responsibility for like taking care of our past.
But let's like shift gears for a second.
Okay.
All this talk about, you know, ancient manuscripts and diplomatic records is super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't ignore the fact that the Vatican's also dealing with some very real challenges in the present day.
Yeah, you're right. We can't just focus on the past.
Right.
Transparency is super important for current issues, too.
Yeah.
Like the clergy abuse scandals.
It's a heavy topic.
Yeah.
But important.
But very important.
Like these scandals have really shaken people's faith.
Yeah, it's true.
In the church.
It's true.
So has there been any progress when it comes to like transparency and accountability on that front?
There has been some progress. Yeah. Like Pope Francis has made some reforms.
Right.
Like now it's mandatory for clergy to report abuse allegations. But a lot of people would say it's not enough.
So the pressure for transparency isn't just about accessing historical documents.
Yeah.
It's about making sure that the church is like acting responsibly.
In the present.
Ethically in the present.
Yeah.
It's about holding them accountable for past wrongs and preventing, you know, future harm.
Right.
Okay. So we've got scholarship technology, public pressure, this idea of, you know, framing the Vatican archives as like a shared global heritage.
Yeah.
It sounds like there are a lot of different ways to approach this.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that change doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
The Vatican is like a super complex institution with a really long history of tradition and secrecy.
Yeah.
But by working together and using all these different approaches, we can try to like nudge them in the right direction.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And while we're on this journey towards like more transparency, it's important to keep things in perspective.
What do you mean?
Well, it's easy to get caught up in all the speculation about like, hidden knowledge and these earth-shattering secrets.
I know what you mean. Sometimes it feels like we're talking about a Dan Brown novel.
Right.
And not like a real place.
Exactly. But the reality is the Vatican is ultimately just a human institution.
Yeah.
It's made up of people. Yeah. And people make mistakes.
Yeah.
They have biases. They're motivated by all sorts of things.
So maybe the most important thing is to like approach this with a little bit of realism.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun to think about uncovering some crazy secret that changes everything.
Right. But the real treasures, I think, are often found in the details, like the everyday documents that show us like how complex human history is and how this fascinating institution actually works.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we've explored the plausible and the speculative, the challenges and the potential solutions.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big takeaway?
Yeah.
What do we want listeners to like walk away with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the Vatican, like any institution, is a work in progress.
Okay.
It's evolving. It's dealing with its past.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to navigate the complexities of the present.
It's not this like monolithic entity shrouded in secrecy.
No, it's a place where real people are making decisions.
Right.
They're wrestling with these ethical dilemmas.
Yeah.
They're trying to balance tradition with the demands of a changing world.
And that's where we can actually make a difference.
That's right.
As individuals.
Mm.
Not by like buying into the conspiracy theories.
Right.
But by engaging with the information that is available.
Exactly.
Supporting the scholars who are doing the research.
Yes.
And advocating for more transparency
mm-hmm.
in a thoughtful and respectful way.
Exactly.
It's about recognizing that this isn't just like an abstract debate about secrets.
Yeah.
It's about real documents.
Right.
Real stories.
Yeah.
Real people
mm-hmm.
whose lives and legacies are like tied to the history of the Vatican.
Yeah.
And by like shedding light on those stories.
Yeah.
Understanding the context, the motivations.
The human part of it.
Yeah, the human fallibility that shaped those events.
Mm-hmm.
We gain a much richer and more nuanced understanding of the past.
That's the real treasure.
Yeah.
Not some document that like rewrites history.
Right.
But that process of uncovering the truth little by little.
Right.
Through research, through dialogue, through being willing to challenge our assumptions.
It's a journey that requires patience
mm-hmm.
and critical thinking
mm-hmm.
and, you know, a healthy dose of skepticism.
Absolutely.
But it's a journey worth taking.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it's not just about what we learn about the Vatican.
Right.
It's about what we learn about ourselves
yeah.
and our place in this mm-hmm. complex, fascinating world.
Totally.
So the next time you hear about some Vatican secret,
mm-hmm.
don't just take it at face value. Ask questions.
Exactly.
Do your own research.
Yeah.
Engage with the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe you'll uncover some piece of the puzzle.
Right.
That helps us all understand this remarkable institution.
A little bit better.
Yeah. A little bit better.
Yeah.
That's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
On this deep dive into the Vatican libraries and archives.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious. We're back for the final part of our deep dive, you know, into the Vatican libraries and archives. And it's been
fascinating.
Yeah, it has, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone from ancient manuscripts to like modern day controversy,
mm.
from speculation about hidden knowledge
mm.
to like real issues of preservation.
Yeah.
And transparency.
It's a topic that just like
the popular
captures stuff. People's imagination.
Yeah. And you know, we've seen that there are actually really legitimate reasons for some of the secrecy.
Definitely.
Right. We've talked about the need to protect these, you know, fragile documents,
mm-hmm.
respect privacy concerns.
Right.
Manage just the massive scale.
The sheer volume of it.
Yeah.
Of it all.
It's incredible.
But we've also like looked at the arguments.
Yeah.
For, you know, greater transparency.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that the archives hold not just, you know, the church's history, but also a piece of like
our shared
human heritage,
global heritage,
and that by opening up access, even if it's like gradually,
yeah,
the Vatican could contribute so much to like
our understanding of so many things,
right? History, religion, art,
politics,
culture,
It goes on and on.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here?
Well,
like, what's the takeaway?
Yeah.
You know, for our listeners who are obviously just as fascinated with this.
As we are.
As we are.
I think the biggest takeaway is that the Vatican is like any institution.
Okay.
A work in progress.
Yeah.
It's evolving. It's grappling with its past.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to figure out how to exist in the present.
Right. It's not like.
It's not static.
Yeah. This monolithic entity shrouded in like. You know,
eternal secrecy.
Eternal secrecy.
No.
It's a place with real people.
Exactly.
Making decisions.
Making decisions.
Wrestling with ethical questions.
Right. And trying to like balance tradition with
the demands of a changing world.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where we can actually make a difference, right?
Right.
As individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Not by buying into, you know, sensationalized stories about
conspiracies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But by actually engaging with the information that we do have.
Right. And supporting the scholars who are doing the research.
A hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And advocating for more transparency in a way that's
thoughtful.
Yeah. Thoughtful and respectful.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that this isn't just like a, you know, philosophical debate about secrets. This is about real documents.
Exactly.
Real stories.
Right.
Real people.
Yeah.
Whose lives and, you know, legacies are like intertwined with the history of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And by shedding light on those stories, you know, understanding the context.
The motivations.
The motivations, the human fallibility.
Yeah, the human element. Yeah, that shaped all of these events.
Yeah.
We get a much more like,
richer
and nuanced understanding of the past.
And that's the real treasure.
Right.
Not some document that rewrites history.
Right.
But that process of like.
Discovery.
Yeah, uncovering the truth. Like little by little, through research,
through dialogue,
through being open to changing our minds,
and challenging like what we think we know.
Totally.
It's a journey.
It is.
That requires patience, critical thinking, skepticism,
absolutely
healthy skepticism.
It's important,
but it's worth it.
It's so worth it,
right?
Yeah,
because in the end, it's not just about what we learn about the Vatican,
right?
It's about what we learn about ourselves.
Totally.
And like where we fit in this crazy, fascinating world.
Yeah.
So next time you hear about some like Vatican secret,
mm-hmm.
don't just take it.
At face value.
Yeah.
Dig a little deeper.
Ask questions.
Do
your own research.
Do the work.
Yeah. Engage with the evidence.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe you'll uncover some, you know.
Piece of the puzzle.
That helps us understand this.
Amazing.
Yeah. Remarkable institution.
A little bit better.
A little bit better.
Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
Well, hey, thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Into the Vatican Libraries and Archives. Until next time, stay curious.